Okay, so with Rosh Chodesh Elul, I thought it would be appropriate if we had a little recording every day, moving on from Tehillim to Mishlei. Mishlei is 31 chapters, so we should be able to do it between now, God willing, and Yom Kippur. So it's, I think, a beautiful limud for Chodesh Elul. I'd also like to dedicate the learning to the memory of my recently departed and beloved grandmother, Peshi Dennis, Pesha Tzirl, Bas Yaakov, Ubeila Brina. And as we'll see, Sefer Mishlei in many ways is exactly about the wisdom that we have from previous generations and the question of whether or not we're willing to accept that wisdom. Perek Aleph of Mishlei, and we'll do highlights of each chapter every single day, probably the most famous pasuk, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha ve'al titosh Torah simecha, right? That the address, the way that the Shlomo addresses the reader is b'ni. And that's very much because that's how he thought of himself as his parents' children. The end of Mishlei, very famously, is the Eishes Chayil. The first pasuk of Mishlei is Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. The Medrash says, "V'halo inanu yodin shehu ben David." We obviously know that he's ben David. Ela kol mashu asa lechvodo shel David asa. That everything he did was to honor his father as a reflection of the way that he perceived of himself as his father's son, and that was true in terms of his continuing his father's mission and dream of building the Beit HaMikdash, but even more importantly, on the daily level of living a life of being receptive to wisdom from previous generations and not thinking that one really knows best. Later on in Sefer Mishlei, we'll have the pasuk of Al Tochach Leitz Pen Yisno Eka, right? It's not worth giving Tochacha to a foolish person because that person is going to just dislike you for it. They'll resent you for it. But hochach lechacham, but if you're already speaking to a wise person, and Shlomo HaMelech was chacham mikol adam, he was the wisest person who ever lived, vayavaka, he'll love you for it because he'll realize that what you have in mind is his own self-improvement. So as children, Mishlei Shlomo ven David Melech Yisrael, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha al titosh Torah simecha, it's the better part of wisdom to realize that, when our parents correct us and criticize us, which is, not in vogue today. Parents are like, glorified friends or counselors maybe, but they actually have our best interest in mind and they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. The Rambam speaks in Hilchos Tshuva about how grave a sin it is if a parent doesn't remonstrate with a child. We know that Eli, for example, the Kohen Gadol, who was a leader of the Jewish people before the era of Shmuel, is punished terribly for his failure to intervene when it came to Chafni and Pinchas, his own sons. And so really the theme of the first chapter of Mishlei is our willingness to sort of accept the wisdom, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha, of previous generations, or are we going to foolishly think that, sort of we know better and then have to learn lessons, in a very, hard way. So that's the pasuk says chachma umusar evilim bazu, that the foolish ones are unwilling to accept chachma, wisdom, especially wisdom from previous generations. Umusar, that connects directly to shema b'ni musar avicha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Deos speaks about this, in a very direct terms. He talks about somebody who has a choli hanefesh, somebody who, has some kind of a spiritual area which they need to work on, and they don't seek out, the proper guidance. They know that, whatever it is, they're struggling with jealousy or anger or arrogance. They recognize this on some level, but they're unwilling to address it. So the Rambam says, what are we going to do with these people? It's like people who recognize that they have a physical illness but don't seek medical attention, or, forego something that could save their lives, something that is on our minds today. So the Rambam says that this pasuk, chachma musar evilim bazu, that the foolish ones, denigrate received wisdom from previous generations, that is in the pasuk that's used to describe those who have a choli hanefesh and are really unwilling to address it, in any meaningful way by going to people who could direct them, whether it's their teachers or especially, in the context of the first parak of Mishlei, going to parents and accepting the wisdom of a previous generation. So Mishlei Shlomo ben David tells us everything that we need to know about his self-perception. He perceived himself very much as his father's son. And what's so tragic about this is you can't read Sefer Mishlei without realizing that, you know, Shlomo wrote this towards the middle of his life, according to Chazal, and then later on, he really deserted the path of David. The Esikna Shlomo, the Navi says in Sefer Melachim, in Perak Yud Aleph, that Le'Esikna Shlomo, Nashav Hitu Es Levavao, that his heart was led astray. It's this week's Parsha, right? V'lo Yarbelo Nashim, V'lo Yasur Levavo. The Gemara says that Shlomo got arrogant and he thought, okay, so Ani Arbe V'lo Asur, I'm not going to be vulnerable. And the Pasuk continues, V'lo Haya Levavo Shalem Mashem Lokav Kilvav David Aviv, that Shlomo's undoing was really turning away from the path of his father who was so faithful and so loyal and who made his share of mistakes, but always, you know, retained that fealty and that loyalty to Hashem. So, you know, the first parak of Mishlei, this is really the theme, our openness, our willingness to receive instruction and even sometimes rebuke from previous generations, accepting that they, in fact, do know better, they have more experience, and that at our own peril, spiritually and otherwise, we neglect the wisdom of previous generations. That was Shlomo's strength for as long as it lasted, right? That's the Eishes Chayil at the end of Mishlei. That's his self-identification. That's his self-understanding at the beginning of Mishlei. Shlomo ben David, Shma b'ni Musar Avichal, Titosh, Taras Imecha, and, you know, Chachma u'Musar Avilim Bazu, that only foolish people would turn away from that. And that is, of course, the perfect place to begin the Chodesh Elul. The Chodesh Elul is a reflection of our willingness to accept and, you know, to look for improvement, to look for ways to improve ourselves, to accept critique, and to try our best to be open to these things, hochach lechacham ve'aveka, that we'll have ahava for those who rebuke us because, you know, they have our best interests in mind. And as parents, if we, you know, our shoe is on the other foot, and sometimes we experience both of them at once, right, then we know we're doing our job when we're directing, you know, our children in the best way that we possibly can, obviously with understanding and sensitivity, but, you know, with the knowledge that they don't have the life experience yet, and there's no need to apologize for trying to direct children along the right path, and it's a little countercultural today. So God willing, we'll try to pick out a theme from each of the 31 chapters of Mishlei over the course of between now and Yom Kippur, that's tshuva related. Again, this is the theme of the entire Sefer, but it begins with the imperative, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'al titosh Toras Imecha, of understanding how much we stand to gain from our parents if only, you know, we're open to that possibility. Wishing everybody a Chodesh Tov.